Hello again. I'm Mike Roberts with a warm welcome to Programme 9 of this, my new 10-part music series, The Golden Years. Yes, we've reached the penultimate programme, and I hope most of you have been with me from the start. But just in case we have some new listeners, the golden years to which I'm referring are the years of the great popular music composers, lyricists, arrangers, and artists, all of whom either created or contributed to a wonderful and ever-enduring musical genre loosely referred to as the Great American Songbook. The golden years of which spanned more than three decades, from the 1930s to the 1960s. And as I mentioned last time we met over the airwaves, this week I'm featuring the works of that top trio of songwriters from the golden years, Irving Berlin, Cole Porter, and George and Ira Gershwin, but not necessarily in that order. And most importantly, their songs performed by the artists of today. Like Claire Teal, who starts us off with a song from one of those top trio songwriters, Cole Porter.
Night and day, you are the one, only you, beneath the moon and under the sun. Whether near to me or far, it's no matter, darling, where you are, I think of you. Night and day, day and night, why is it so that this longing for you follows wherever I go? In the roaring traffic's boom, in the silence of my lonely room, I think of you. Night and day, night and day, under the hide of me, there's no such a hungry yearning, burning inside of me. And its torment won't be through till you let me spend my life making love to you day and night. Night and day, I'd need a burden.
Claire Teal and Cole Porter's Night and Day, a song he wrote for the 1932 musical play Gay Divorce. Fred Astaire later recorded it and it became a number one hit at the time. Claire Teal is one of the UK's most accomplished and versatile singers, so much so that she appears in many locations and at many musical events, including the proms. At various musical festivals, she combines her talents of comparing, utilising much of her own musical knowledge, with singing much of the material herself. Added to all that, she has her own one-hour radio show. From Cole Porter to Irving Berlin. How Deep is the Ocean is a song that Berlin wrote in 1932, and is one of his rare compositions not written for a show. It was introduced on radio by Paul Whiteman and his orchestra. And here is another of today's talented artists, Diana Krall, not only singing it for us, but also accompanying herself brilliantly on piano, as you're hearing now. How Deep is the Ocean, sung and played by Diana Krall. Born on November 16, 1964 in Canada, Diana is surely one of today's most talented artists, having sold some 15 million albums worldwide, among which 9 have achieved gold status, and to date she has earned 5 Grammy Awards for herself. The music of the golden years could not be in safer hands. And returning to Cole Porter, here's Jamie Kellum.
I get no kick from champagne. Mere alcohol doesn't thrill me at all. So tell me, why should it be true? I'd get a kick out of you. Some get their kicks from cocaine. I'm sure that if I took even one sniff, that would bore me terrifically too. Then I'd get a kick out of you. I get a kick every time I see you standing there before me. I get a kick, though it's clear to me that you obviously do not adore me. I get no kick in a plane, flying too high with some gal in the sky is my idea of nothing to do. That I get a kick out of you. get no kick from champagne. Mere alcohol doesn't thrill me at all. So tell me, why should it be true that I get a kick out of you? Some get their kicks from cocaine. I'm sure that if I took even one sniff, that would bore me to rip it into, that I get a kick out of you. Oh, I get a kick every time I see you standing there before me. I get a kick, though it's clear to me that you obviously do not adore me. Get no kick in a plane, flying too high with some gal in the sky is my idea of nothing to do. I get a kick, she gives me a boot. I get a kick out of you. Da 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 da.
Cole Porter's I Get a Kick Out of You, the voice and piano playing there by another artist from the UK, 38-year-old Jamie Cullum. Born on August 20th, 1979, Jamie is well established as a singer and pianist, and apart from appearing regularly in concerts and music festivals, both at home and abroad, he has earned a reputation presenting a regular weekly BBC radio jazz show. The songwriters of the Great American Songbook feature prominently in all his work. I'm returning again now to Irving Berlin and another of today's talented female vocalists, Stacey Kent, with a song Berlin wrote in 1936 for the film Follow the Fleet. Here is Let Yourself Go.
As you listen to the band, don't you get a bubble? As you listen to them play, don't you get a glow? If you step out on your floor, you'll forget your trouble. If you go into your dance, you'll forget your woe. So come get together, let the dance floor feel your leather. Step as lightly as a feather, let yourself go. Come, hit the timber, loosen up and start to limber. Can't you hear that hot marimba? Let yourself go. Let yourself go, relax and let yourself go. Relax, you got yourself tied up in a knot. The night is cold, but the music's hot, so come, cuddle closer. Don't you dare to answer no, sir. Butcher, banker, clerk, or grocer, let yourself go.
Thank you.
other, step as lightly as a feather, let yourself go. Come, hit the timber, loosen up and start to limber. Can't you hear that hard marimba? Let yourself go. Let yourself go, relax, let yourself go, relax. You got yourself tied up in a knot. The night is cold, but the music's hot, so come, cuddle closer. Don't you dare to answer, no, sir. Butcher, banker, clerk, or grocer, let yourself go.
Irving Berlin's Let Yourself Go, sung there by Stacey Kent. Stacey is an American, and following graduation in New York, she moved to England in order to study at London's Guildhall School of Music and Drama. In the early 1990s, she began her professional career singing in the clubs of the West End and ultimately graduating to the famous Ronnie Scott's nightclub. Successful albums followed, one of which was nominated for the Best Vocal Jazz Album at the 2009 Grammy Awards. She performs in different parts of the world, and I can testify that she's great on stage, where I've seen her perform twice in concert. Moving on now to the third of my top trio of songwriters from the golden years, the Gershwins, brothers George and Ira. Often described as George the Music and Ira the Words, such is the case with the song I've chosen next, The Man I Love, first published in 1924 for the show Lady Be Good, though never used. It later became a standard following the 1947 film of the same name, when it was heard on the soundtrack throughout. And I have selected a recording by, again, one of today's outstanding singers maintaining the songs of the golden years, Sheryl Crow. This version was recorded in 2011 as a duet with someone who was a very part of those years and the standards that are today at the very heart of the Great American Songbook. So here is Sheryl Crow duetting with an icon of both today and the golden years, Tony Bennett.
Someday he'll come along, the man I love, and he'll be big and strong, the man I love. And when he comes my way, I'll do my best to make him stay.
She'll look at him and smile, he'll understand. And in a little while, he'll take her hand. And though it seems absurd,
I know we both won't say a word.
Maybe you we'll meet him Sunday, maybe Monday, maybe not.
Still, I'm sure to meet him one day, maybe Tuesday will be my good news day.
You'll build a little home just meant for two,
from which I'm never alone. Who would you?
And so all else above, she's waiting for the man she
loves. I will meet him Sunday, maybe Monday, maybe not.
Still, I'm sure you'll meet him one day, maybe Tuesday. From which you'll never roam. Who would but you?
And so all else above, I'm waiting for
the man.
Sheryl Crow, born in 1962, is a singer-songwriter whose work embraces a wide range of musical elements, from the popular to the blues, and who has to date enjoyed 9 Grammy Awards. With Tony Bennett there and the George and Ira Gershwin standard, The Man or Girl I Love. The Gershwins are generally perceived as brothers who only ever wrote songs together, writing exclusively, if you like, as a pair. But, of course, that was lost permanently when George sadly died at the tragically young age of 38. However, even before that, it was not always George the music and Ira the words. Both worked with other lyricists or other composers from time to time. For example, in my last choice of recording, it is only Ira's lyrics that feature in the song My Ship. The composer was Kurt Weill, who composed it for the 1941 Broadway musical Lady in the Dark, and asked Ira to write the words. And I've chosen Jackie Dankworth to sing it for us.
My ship has sails that are made of silk. The decks are trimmed with gold, and of jam and spice there's a paradise in the hold. My ship's ablow sunsets high in a sapphire sky when my ship comes in. I can wait the years till it appears. One fine day, one spring, there's missing, yes, one thing. I do not care if that day arrives. That dream need never be. If the ship I see doesn't also to me. Ooh.
My Ship, with lyrics by Ira Gershwin, brought to us there by Jackie Dankworth, daughter of the late bandleader and composer Johnny Dankworth, and of her mother, the great Cleo Lane, who, many listeners I'm sure will recall, I have featured in a number of my past programmes. That's just about it, folks. Given more time, I could have featured more of today's singers and their interpretations of the music from the golden years. Artists like Nora Jones, Michael Bublé, Michael Feinstein, Jane Monheit, to name just four. Perhaps another day, another programme. Do join me next week for my final programme, number 10, when I'll be featuring my favourite recordings taken from the 55 or so pieces I have included in the whole series so far. So don't miss it. Who knows, my favourites may turn out to be your favourites too. If you'd like to comment, email is mikeroberts@firenet.ws. Samuel, the other side of the microphone, joins me again in thanking you for listening. In the meantime, from me, Mike Roberts, goodbye.